Hey, this is Ian from That Gaming Podcast. Now, I know we haven't done a podcast for a while. It's been down to special circumstances, most notably Rob's got swine flu. So I just thought I'd record this mini podcast via Audioboo to let you know that we are still going to be doing it. We've just got to wait for Rob to get rid of his pig flu. So here's a brief rundown of stuff that you might have seen, you might not have seen, that have happened recently in the world of video games. Firstly, Shadow Complex went up on Xbox Live today. Played the demo. Very good, it looks amazing, and it's 1,200 points, and I'm pretty sure both of us will be buying it soon. Also, Trials HD went up last week, which is absolutely phenomenally amazing, but also extremely difficult. If you're a child of the 80s, you'll remember a show called Kickstart, and it's basically Kickstart on the Xbox 360. Very, very good physics-based motorbike scrambling game. PS3, Sony announced a new Slim model coming out on the 1st of September at a new price of $299. Now, they cut back on PS2 compatibility with the updated PS3 fat models about 12 months ago. They've also cut out Linux compatibility or any other operating system other than the PS3 one on the new Slim model. And it's $299 for the console on its own. As a result of this new console being announced, Asda have reduced the price of the PS3 fat version, the current version, to £250, and you get a game, a Blu-ray, and a bonus game with it for £250, so it's pretty good. There's also Firmware 3 coming out the same day, September 1st, for PlayStation 3. It adds extra features. It basically adds a What's New section to the cross-media bar, which basically works like the Xbox Live's My Xbox page or the Spotlight page, where it shows you what's new in the world of PSN and the games you've been playing last and things like that. So that's all we've got to say at the moment. Other than that, keep listening, and we will be back very soon. Thank you.